Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Welcome back. Hello, my friend. How are you? My name is Lynn Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. It's all about connecting with yourself here, this podcast, giving you the tools and the tips and the ideas and the conversation, the words to connect with yourself. And this is kind of like a surprise attack episode because I've been working on this, you know, the mini series about yoga nidra, and I'm loving it, you guys. Are you loving it? Will you hit me up on Instagram and let me know what your favorite episode is so far? Just, you know, give me a DM or go through the different episodes that I have on there and give me a shout out. Like, I love this episode. That would mean the world to me. So this mini-series has inspired me to take further action, and I'm all about the action. And so I have more teachers coming your way. And when I talk about more teachers, I'm kind of reaching beyond my comfort zone and inviting people who I look up to, who are my teachers, who inspire me. And I hope that they'll inspire you. So be, you know, hang on, stay tuned, and be looking for those episodes. In today's episode, I want to just tackle or jump on the subject of breath. And I bring this up today because what I notice so often when I'm teaching is that people hold their breath and people pause between breath. And I'm always like, what's happening? What are you doing? And I think as we, as we get older, we forget to breathe. And the breath becomes more shallow. So then we breathe from the nose to the upper chest. And the breath is very shallow. And when we're doing this, there's not a lot of oxygen going into all parts of the body. And we need that oxygen. We need it. It's the life force, right? So I want to invite you and challenge you today to do some deep breathing and to really connect with your breath. And remember that the breath is your life force. And a lot of times what I'll do when I'm practicing or teaching or guiding is that the beginning of the practice is just coming home to the breath, just breathing, inhaling and exhaling. And that is epic. Just having the brain get oxygenated will change your whole day. Pretty good, huh? Juicy, juicy, yummy stuff. Because when the brain becomes oxygenated and the neuropeptides start to change, you can start to think clearly and you can start making better decisions and you can start to see the world differently. And that's what this is all about. Right? So if you're struggling with depression or anxiety, or if you're not sleeping at night, let's start breathing. Take, you know, a minute to just tap into your breath. And last week, I had Elsa's show on, and she has taken her kind of training and her love, you know, further, and she's really focusing on breath work. So if you, you know, listen to that episode, go find her on Instagram and hit her up and ask her about breath work, because that is what she's doing is so transformative and can really heal the body. You know, and if you look at from a biohacker's perspective, like that's my background, right? Biohacking. I look at the work from Wim Hof and how he can go in the ice and swim, be crazy and hold his breath and go into ice baths. You know, that's all by regulating the breath and using that to quiet down the autonomic nervous system and be in stillness. So I want to, again, I just want to encourage you to use your breath today. And that could be simple. It could be just inhaling for five, holding for five, and exhaling for five. If you want to go a little bit more challenging, you can inhale for seven, hold for seven, and exhale for seven. If you want to go even further, you can inhale for 10, hold for 10, and exhale for 10, depending on where you're at with your breath and your journey. Okay, my friend, keep listening. This Saturday, I have another episode coming for you, dropping down on you. You're going to be hearing from Zoe Kennett out of Australia, a fantastic, beautiful soul. I hope you enjoy that episode. Oh, just wanted to jump on and say hi to you. I hope you're enjoying this day and the mini series. Hit me up on Instagram. Say hello. Let me know what's going on with you. If you're in San Francisco, find me at YogaFlowSF. Come take a class with me. Okay, my friends. Take good care. May this day bring you something light, something bright, and something oh so juicy, so you may be the best you can be. Until next time, take good care. Bye for now. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. Make sure to grab that free Yoga Nidra practice over at lanekennedy.com/free YN practice. Okay, take good care.